Welcome to the Real Estate Master Minute, the ultimate destination for real estate professionals seeking to elevate their careers to new heights. On this show, I'm dedicated to equipping you with tips, tricks, and ideas you need to thrive in the dynamic world of real estate. Today, we're diving into the topic that's crucial for every real estate agent: harnessing the power of networking for effective referral networking. Networking is a powerful tool for expanding your referral network and growing your real estate business. First, you need to identify your networking goals. Before diving into network events, take some time to identify your networking goals. Are you looking to expand your professional network, generate leads, or build brand awareness? By clarifying your objectives, you can tailor your networking efforts to align with your business goals and maximize your results. Second, be genuine and authentic. When you're networking, authenticity is key. Focus on building genuine relationships rather than simply collecting business cards. Listen actively to others. Show genuine interest in their interests and concerns, and look for opportunities to add value to the conversation. By being authentic and genuine in your interactions, you'll build trust and rapport with your fellow networkers, and making it more likely that they'll refer business to you in the future. Third, give before you receive. One of the most effective networking strategies is to give before you receive. Rather than focusing solely on what you can gain from your network, look for ways to contribute value and support others. Offer your expertise, resources, or connections to help your fellow networkers to achieve their goals. By giving freely without expecting anything in return, you're going to build goodwill within your network and increase the likelihood that others will refer business to you in the future. Fourth, follow up promptly and professionally. After each networking event, it's essential to follow up promptly and professionally with your new contacts. Send a personalized follow-up email or a LinkedIn message within 24 or 48 hours of the event. You should be expressing your appreciation for the meeting and reinforcing the connection. Reference some specific points from your conversation to jog their memory and suggest next steps for further discussion or collaboration. By following up promptly and professionally, you'll demonstrate your professionalism and commitment to building a meaningful relationship with your network. And fifth, stay engaged with and active in your network building. A strong referral network takes time and effort, so it's essential to stay engaged and active in your network on an ongoing basis. Attend networking events regularly, participate in industry groups or associations, and look for opportunities to connect with your network online through social media or networking platforms. By staying engaged and active in your network, you'll stay top of mind with your contacts and increase the likelihood of receiving referrals and business opportunities. Here's some examples of real estate agents who have successfully harnessed the power of networking. Sarah's strategic networking. Sarah, a successful real estate agent, took a strategic approach to networking by focusing on building relationships with key influencers in her target market. She attended industry conferences, joined local business groups, and participated in community events. This way, she was able to connect with potential referral resources. By nurturing relationships with these influencers over time, Sarah was able to expand her networking and consistently receive higher quality leads and referrals from her real estate business. Second, John. John was working proactive networking. A newly licensed real estate agent, understood the importance of networking from the beginning of his career. He proactively reached out to his sphere of influence, including friends, family, and former colleagues, to let them know about new venture in real estate. By staying in touch with his network and consistently providing value, John was able to generate a steady stream of referrals and kickstart his real estate business on the right foot. A third example, Laura's community engagement. Laura, an experienced real estate agent, focused on building relationships within her local community as a way to expand her referral network. She volunteered at a community event, sponsored local teams, and participated in charity fundraisers to connect with potential clients and referral sources. By actively engaging with her community and demonstrating her commitment to giving back, Laura was able to establish herself as a trusted resource and receive consistent referrals from that network. Networking is a powerful tool for expanding your referral network and growing your real estate business. By identifying your networking goals, being genuine and authentic, giving before you receive, following up promptly and professionally, and staying engaged and active in your network, you can harness the power of networking to achieve your business objectives and take your real estate career to new heights. Thank you so much for listening. I'd love to hear from you. Please like and share this episode if you got something out of it, or you know somebody that will. Please leave a review. I'd love to hear your feedback. Finally, jump on over to Facebook and like the Real Estate Master Minute. That way you get updates on when new episodes and blog posts come out, and send me a message over there. I'd love to chat with you. I hope you have a great day, and God bless. We'll talk to you guys soon.